This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. He knows when you've been naughty. He knows when you've been nice. Oh, no, that's another guy. You are my Monday. You're the best day of the week. So underrated and a brand new start. Brand new start of a brand new week. That's what you have here on the Good Day program. Monday, the 11th of March. I'm Doug. Jennifer is here. Jay is here. If you have a pet, I was talking to a friend of mine over the weekend. We were sort of comparing notes on what there is on our phones. And both of us have countless photos of our pet, dog mostly, and our children and or our grandchildren. Isn't that what they're supposed to? That's what you're supposed
isn't
to
that
show,
right?
Isn't that it? Yeah. All right, so pictures of your pets. If you didn't stay up to watch the Oscars last night, I don't think there were any real surprises. Jennifer, did you watch it? Jay didn't spend much time watching it.
I actually
did.
I watched the Oscars all the way through in a long time. But I feel like
it was
very Oppenheimer heavy, a lot of big wins for them.
Yeah,
Stone.
But didn't you think it was well done? Did you like the way the five former winners?
Yes, I liked how the five candidates, they came out, the five previous winners would come out and say something nice. I mean, it takes a little while, but it was nice to hear that. That was kind of neat.
Yeah.
I also got the bit with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
I caught that one. That was cute.
That was
I don't
great.
Know why
and
they
John
didn't
Cena
say
being naked was funny.
Yeah, that was good. That was where I came into it, actually. That was the first thing I saw.
I don't like the politics of Jimmy Kimmel because he doesn't need to make that political, but he can't help himself, so there's always...
No, he doesn't seem to be able to... But the one... reading the note, you had to ask yourself, did Trump... Because Trump's... He's capable of doing that. Would he have sent
he
a note?
That was on True
that
Social.
Was, oh, it was.
That's the funny
he really did post
that's
it.
The funniest part, is that he must live in the mind of Jimmy Kimmel, where Jimmy Kimmel constantly has to see if Trump's talking about him, which is interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was good. I thought Emma Stone was very sweet. As a matter of fact, it almost brought a tear to my eye with the way that she told her story. Nicely done. I thought Christopher Nolan... his ticket is written. He's all set for the rest of his life. He will do. And Robert Downey also, like Emma Stone.
Oh,
I thought that was...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he was so... He was like, this is me. And he thanked
the
people.
Cool
I think
about Robert Downey Jr. is that he's literally been through hell and back. I mean, everybody knows his story. He doesn't hide his story. But he came out on the other side of it, and I thought it was cute that he said, you know, it was that my wife bringing in this rescue dog that rescued me. I mean, how sweet is that?
That
I just
was
thought it was
sweet.
It
was
a cool thing.
I only saw 15 minutes, and that was basically the 15 minutes I saw. The Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger, the best supporting actor.
Look up John Wayne naked, you won't be mad.
I missed
about
that
it.
One. I saw that in the
You definitely want to see it.
That did sort of galvanize. When I saw that, I thought, okay, this is not going to be a bad show. What I noticed, though, Jennifer, and I said this before you were on earlier, when you get a glimpse of them coming off the stage, so The Rock is standing ready to go on. Cena's coming off in that garb. They didn't seem like that
friendly
all that warm.
All. I know. I thought the same thing. I was wondering if maybe The Rock is mad that John Cena is sort of taking his own little meander into Hollywood from wrestling. I don't know. Interesting.
They
kind of shook each other's hand, but
they wrestled before.
Yeah, they wrestled before. Yeah. So you would think they'd be buddies, but
They were in one of the Fast and Furious movies together. And
that's funny. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't seem overly happy to see one another, though.
Not as you, when you saw Emma Stone and Jennifer
Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence, that was a moment of obvious kinship. And the fact that her dress was broken and she went over and asked one of them to fix it. I thought that was, you know, that kind of stuff is genuine and you like to see it. I want to see these people as they really are. And you, you know, you wonder, did, when I looked at John Cena, was he really underneath that card? Was there
I'm
nothing?
I'm sure he had like a thong on or something. Like nude wrestling trunks or something probably.
Yeah, right. Yep. You know, I think that I like Ruffalo. I think he's good. He's a little bit too political, but that's okay.
A little weird, though. Wasn't he a little weird last
night? Oh, of course he's a weird guy. He's a weird dude.
But I mean,
no,
like,
he's weird.
His talking is, like, weird, or, like, more strange.
What were the red pins? What?
For
what were the red pins?
For ceasefire. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, yeah. And then Jimmy Kimmel reading Trump's. I didn't, you know, I was trying to think to myself, is that real? You've just confirmed that it was real. So, and of course the audience had a boo. You know, what do you expect that bunch to do except boo? Boo! All right, that's enough of that. That's, I'm going to sell some steaks for a moment, and then I want to talk about George Santos, which that'll be a short conversation to be sure. The Omaha Steaks folks are very happy with you and your response. Going to omahasteaks.com/Doug, shopping their semi-annual sale where you can load up on everything that is there. So if you want to discover, if you've never done this before, then now is the time. What better way to experience Omaha Steaks than to get 50% off the entire site? Save on these things. The most popular thing, obviously, is the steak because that's what they cut their teeth on, if you'll pardon the pun. But there are other great things there that they have decided to present to you. The sides, the desserts, 20 different entrees. Omaha Steak Burgers, I'm told, are absolutely fabulous. So it's the grilling. We're going into the grilling season in the summertime. And why not stock up for as much as you can get into your freezer? That's the thing to do. 50% off, omahasteaks.com/Doug, to shop the sale. It lasts until, I think, the same day that we have the eclipse. I think it goes until the 8th of April. All right, omahasteaks.com/Doug. I can't get over how, as I think about it, these flat earthers and the stuff about April the 8th, and how it's gotten, it amazes me. Is this a sort of a reflection on our educational system that people are actually, what are we teaching kids in school? Don't we teach them science anymore? Don't we teach them what the world is all about seriously? I mean,
Jeff,
I'm talking about the whole picture.
People kept saying, well, science with COVID, and look how many lies came out around COVID. I mean,
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Well, look about history, the way that certain aspects that actually happened were changed into a little bit of fairy tale tellings.
Yeah, yeah. George Santos gets expelled from Congress. What does he say? I'm going to run again. God,
I like this guy.
So
you know
clueless.
What? He's got chutzpah.
I don't like him. I don't like him at all. I think he's full of, you know what? What a waste of time. You know, it's kind of like we've had our fun with Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC. And, okay, so AOC seems to have been neutralized somewhat. But I don't know about Marjorie Taylor Greene, whether she doesn't seem to be quite as noisy as she was. Lindsey Graham said in an interview over the weekend that Biden has screwed up the world in every way. I thought that was an interesting statement. I mean, we know he's a Trumper and he doesn't care for Biden, but I thought that was kind of a, I don't know. Am I the only one who thinks that that was, it's just, well, he's getting, well, here I am, I'm going to say, he's getting older.
No, it's so, not the older. It's
we're not responsible for what we say anymore.
Yeah, that's not. Old is not an option. There are plenty of people who are older than Biden who are still holding office and doing things that they have to take responsibility for. But, I mean, from Lindsey Graham's standpoint, you've got Putin who's been strengthened because of Biden. You have him in Ukraine threatening the rest of the world. You've got Hamas that was bolstered by Iran. Iran was making money under the Biden regime. They weren't under the Trump regime. And so now they're able to to go in and attack Israel. So in some cases, yeah, I think that there is a lot of stuff that is sitting on Biden's doorstep.
One of the things that is, as we scrutinize this $442 billion bill that he has put before Congress this week to spend, and tax, there are places where they're needed, but we have so much. Nobody addresses fraud, abuse, waste, all of the stuff that government is made of. How many bills? This would be something ingenious. I'd support the president that came in and said, you know what? There are 149, I don't know if that's the right number, but I'm taking that, picking it out of the air. 149 laws on the books that are irrelevant, unnecessary. We spend money on them and they don't do anything. Let's get rid of all of them. Now that would be a leader, but they don't do that. They leave everything in place, keep adding, throwing money at stuff, adding people. To do what? And here's a good example. The TSA announces that they're going to pilot a self-screening security lane in some of the bigger airports around the country so that they don't have to use as many people. Do you think they're going to cut the staff? No. They're going to have people supervising the self-screening security lanes. So you might as well still have them. They're going to be watching to make sure that you don't try to get away with anything. So anyway, this is Las Vegas, where it starts today. Apparently, it's going to be put into LAX pretty soon, Jennifer, and at JFK in New York, the places you'd expect it to be tested. I would think it would be tough. I'm looking at the picture of the Las Vegas. You ever been through the Las? Well, you have, Jennifer. Jay, you ever been through the Las Vegas airport?
I have. Yep.
Yeah. So you know what? Orlando and Las Vegas are the messiest as far as I'm concerned. They're both kind of the same. They have the same setup. You go downstairs into the TSA screening room, and then you go up and down and sideways. Anyway, so the fellow who is the manager at Homeland Security of this said the goal is not to make security lines faster, but to improve the passenger experience. I'm a TSA and as far as I'm concerned, that's the best. I don't have my same complaints anymore because bingo bango, you're in and out of there in a couple of minutes. Anyhow, food for thought. 18 after, this is Good Day.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hear that? The sound of your antique fountain pen gliding across linen paper as you journal in the park. And if you were here, you'd be inspired by the warm breeze. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the wind in your face on the road is all the inspiration you need. So if you ride, get a quote and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Now that's inspiring. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban,
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, 23 after the hour, social media time. What's trending? Top 10 names on the trending list include Kylie Jenner. I don't really know. I don't feel like I know a lot about her. I always hesitate when there's a Jenner involved as to whether it's a he or a she or a whatever, even though there's only one example of that in the family.
Are you referring to Caitlyn?
Yes. So
Kylie Jenner.
Kylie is Caitlyn's daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So who is the mother?
I am forgetting her name. Kris Jenner.
Kris Jenner. Okay. All right. So she has a couple of small children. She has been what people have said. She's been controversial because of her posts on social media. I don't know anything about that, but I thought I'd delve into it with you so that we can know a little bit more.
What's controversial that she's posting?
A long time since we talked about any of the Kardashians. Right, I guess she's considered part of that clan, right? So let's see what's going on, or not see, because this is a radio program, but you can hear what's going on with her right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
All right, it's 26 after now. So this is the theme from the Kardashian show, Keeping Up. I don't know. I've never really felt like I was keeping up. I'm guessing that you, Jay, however, have been good.
I don't watch reality television, no, whether it's reality or celeb reality. So I'm aware of them. I know I like some of them from what I've seen online and in interviews and all of that stuff. I get why they're popular. It's just not personally my cup of tea.
No. Okay, so then why are we talking about this?
Well, you said that Kylie Jenner is being scrutinized for something controversial she's posting online.
Well,
what is it?
She's taking herself out of what she used to be and now wants to be considered mature and sophisticated. She's 26 years old. She has two children. She doesn't have her wigs anymore. She doesn't have makeup up the wazoo. She doesn't spend
a lot of time. So she's evolving. What's wrong with
that?
Yeah. People
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. No. Why? Did I sound like I was going to make something bad out of this? No.
Well, there's something controversial in what she's posting.
Well, the controversy is that her supporters or the people that like her don't like the fact that she's changing. Here's one comment I see that has to do with being culturally appropriate for black women. Is she black? I don't get that. I'm looking at her picture.
Wait, the Kardashians are Armenian, but she's a Jenner, and I can't remember what Kris's heritage is.
Yeah. No, the Armenians are dark-skinned. You know, for the most part, all that the people that come from that area are Armenia.
Right, but that's Kim, Khloe, Kourtney, because their dad was Armenian. Robert Kardashian, Jenner, the Jenners aren't Kardashians.
She has 400 million followers on Instagram.
Good for her. Huh? She has her own empire.
Yeah, right. So leave her alone. I guess basically that was what I was thinking as I saw that. Leave alone. 28 past the hour. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day meltdown. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism. And then it's got another product in there called Belly Blast.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com. If you want to be just like me when you grow up, you'll take the Calitrin. I take the Detox, the Belly Blaster. Yeah, that's good. So help yourself to savings. Go to toploss.com. And when you're there, you might find one of the counselors. It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get two free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all of that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that. And
thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
News update.
The Georgia primary is this Tuesday, March 12th, and Georgia could be the state that puts us, look, if we win Georgia, we're going to win the election. Let me put it that way, okay?
New this Sunday, dueling political rallies in a key battleground state, Georgia. Former President Trump in the town of Rome in the northern part of the state Saturday night. President Biden speaking in Atlanta.
Americans pay more for prescription drugs than anywhere else in the world. It's wrong, but I'm ending it.
Now, prior to his campaign event, Trump meeting with the parents of Lakin Riley. Police say the 22-year-old Georgia nursing student was brutally assaulted and killed by an illegal alien from Venezuela. The attack and murder happening in Athens, Georgia.
He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant. And he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It has been a good day.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen.
Have mercy, baby.
Live long and prosper. Image of Sirac.
James, little Radio 101 here. We need to have more than just a phrase. Although everybody recognized Leonard Nimoy there and a clip from Star Trek, it still would be kind of nice if we had a little bit more context. It's like playing a Yoda, well, any of the clips from TV shows. Boys and girls trying to teach James Radio 101, 102, 103, and 104. All right? So, but the idea of getting some of that stuff out so that we hear it and our mind goes into another place, because our minds are so wrapped up, it would seem, in stuff that is, I don't know, I find it distressing that people are so worried or wrapped up in things that have little or no consequence. And I don't mean that.
Like how like much or lack of makeup Kylie Jenner is wearing?
Yeah, right. Right.
Prime
thank
example.
You. Yeah. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. All right. Ramadan starts today, March 10th. No, yesterday is 10th. It started yesterday and goes till April 8th. Look at all the stuff that's ending or happening on April the 8th. the end of the big steak sale at Obama steak sale. I keep doing that. I don't know why that tickles me. I find it that I keep saying Obama steaks instead of Omaha steak. Anyway, the fact that Ramadan ends on the 8th, that's when the eclipse is as well. So of all places, I've started to look, because of James and the connection we have in Dallas, I've started looking at the Dallas Morning News, which is the main newspaper there. And they have a very interesting, I find it interesting that this is even in the Dallas paper, because I don't know, James, maybe you can clue me in, how many folks in the greater Dallas area are followers of the Muslim religion and are interested in the holy month of Ramadan, which is the holy month for Muslims.
Dallas is surprisingly diverse. I mean, you know, we have protests for all of the stuff going on both sides with the Israel-Hamas debacle.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's very diverse here in Dallas. You know, you start to get in the suburbs and about further out, and then it starts to get a little more,
maybe,
you know,
west.
What you would think. Yeah, but...
Right. Yeah. What we'd think.
Yeah.
Well, you won't find that in Austin or San Antonio
exactly.
either.
Exactly.
What you would think. It's a whole different...
The urbanized areas of Texas are extremely diverse. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, Ramadan and the Hamas war. I'm going to talk to Eric Geller about this in a couple of minutes, because he'll be with us, and I want to get some. Well, whenever he's here, it's always good for insight, so that we don't get lost in some of the garbage that is part of the coverage of the war. Speaking of garbage. Here's the story of a hero who was a garbage man. You see this, Jay? Rescued a man and a woman and a dog from a house fire.
Yeah.
This is, this is not, the trade is hauling trash. Anyway, this fellow passing the home saw flames ripping through this townhome. And so he jumped out of his truck. Actually, there were two of them, Steve and Kevin, who work for a garbage collection company. And so Steve saw the fire, and they both jumped out of the truck and jumped into action. There was a woman screaming up on a balcony, and so she needed to get out as quickly as possible.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, this guy...
right place,
Steve.
Right time, right person.
Yeah. Now,
we've been seeing a lot of these stories, whether it's... garbage collectors or delivery drivers or anything, especially at the odd hours in the middle of the night, early morning hours, where they know without a doubt there are people in that house. There was, I can't remember who it was, I think it was a delivery driver, who came upon a house that was on fire, and the people in the home, it was on the bottom level, and he got in the house to try to get people out, and they were still sleeping. They didn't even know their house was on fire.
It was on fire, I know it, yeah. That's really, we had that in my, I actually lived through that. I found there was a fire in my house. My mother had fallen asleep on the couch, and she had been smoking, and it was right below my bedroom. The bedroom was full of smoke. She was out like a light. And so I woke up and woke everybody in the house up. I think I was probably maybe 9 at the time.
Wow.
And I remember it like it was yesterday. You know, those things you never, I remember.
That was dramatic.
We called, my father ran out into the street naked, trying to tell the fire engines where the fire was. It was, just one of those things that you don't ever forget.
Mm-hmm.
We were in Dallas a minute ago. I just want to go back to Dallas for a second. A biotech firm there has taken a big step toward recreating the woolly mammoth from some stem cells they found in an old elephant. Why are you laughing? This
because
I'm changing
why do we
the
need this? I mean, it's cool that we have science that can actually do something like this now, but
why you need it?
Do we need to like recreate a woolly mammoth? Why do we need to bring one back to life? And will it even survive and thrive in today's atmosphere, in today's society? Where would it live? Is it just going to be like this attraction at a zoo? Why does this
Well, that's
done?
The thing.
It's cool that we can do it, but why?
But they won't think that through. I'm sure they haven't thought that through yet. They thought, okay, we can do this, but then what do we do with it once we have it? Mm-hmm. That's a very
because
good question.
Because what's next?
Very
the dinosaurs?
Astute.
We've all seen Jurassic Park. We know how it goes.
Yeah, thank you. I think we can do without that. There are a lot of things in life we can do without. One of the things that I saw over the weekend, I did sort of diverse watching around, and there was a there are a couple of really good shows on human trafficking. Some of these, the debate about what to do is something that continues, but there's no doubt that this is a big, big problem. And so some of the dramas that have been on TV, there have been other shows that have highlighted what's going on with specific examples. One of the most outstanding spokespersons at the moment is Myra Sorvino. You can see her all over the place talking about human trafficking. So if that's the case, then perhaps we use this next few seconds as a reminder about seeing something and saying something with regard to human trafficking.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other.
Because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe?
Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still getting out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text FLASH to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SLASH to 321-321. That's FLASH to 321-321.
All right, now 43 after the hour on the Good Day program. It's Monday. Doug Steffen with Uri Geller now. Jay and I are pursuing what's going on in the Middle East and what we know, what we don't know. I have said this many times on the air, Uri, in the last week or so, especially since all the hoopla in much of the major American news media quotes the Hamas medical folks as saying there are 30,000 dead Palestinians. So what comes through from the Israeli perspective, and isn't it too bad that we can't just get the facts instead of something that's colored by a group like Hamas?
Hey, Doug, listen. Everything that you just told me belongs to a great diversion, belongs to a great... they're trying to move your thoughts away from the major, major danger. And let me explain. You know, Doug, this is something so very important I want to tell you and your listeners. And you will not hear it anywhere else. Okay, let me start. People are very distracted at the moment, except by what you just said. And they're distracted mainly by the war in Gaza. But I want to warn you, and all your viewers and listeners, don't take your eyes off Iran, Doug. I have predicted many things in my life. Yeah. Did you know, Doug, that I publicly said that President Nasser, Gamal Abdel Nasser, died before it was known by anyone? I announced it, actually, to an auditorium. I was on the stage, and I announced it. I said, Gamal Abdel Nasser died. Nobody believed. They ran to the... There were some journalists there, and they called their editors, and what is Uri Geller saying? He's just finished his career. 20 minutes after I said that, Gamal Abdel Nasser died. Now, people thought I'd gone mad. So now I'm warning you about Iran, all your listeners. Look, this week, one of Israel's best-known journalists, his name is Nadav Eyal. You can Google him. He reported that three security officials in Israel all informed him that Iran is racing to get the components for a nuclear bomb. Now, these people, Doug, these people know what they're talking about. I have a very, very, very bad feeling about this. You know, Doug, one of the most respected think tanks in the world, the Institute for Science and International Security, they said that Iran's nuclear threat is an extreme danger, to the world, Doug. And I'm telling you, the world must wake up, take out Iran's nuclear program, or we are all facing Armageddon. And this comes from me, and I know what I'm talking about. I just pray that someone in the White House or in the CIA or in the NSA is listening to your show, because it's going to be too late. Very soon, it'll be too late.
One of the things that is most distressing, you know, it doesn't do any good to fix the blame. You got to fix the problem. But part of the problem is that Iran had a lot of money that was tied up, and we had it sort of, and we put it aside, shall we say. We froze all of the money that was in American banks, $6 billion that was Iranian money, and then it was released. And it was released under this current administration, ill-advised, about 15 minutes after that happened, and I say this maybe more than 15 minutes, but you know what I'm saying. The whole business of what went on in Israel, the Palestinians, got started because the money that came, even though the Biden administration said, well, they don't really have the money yet. Well, that's not really that's not true. But the fact that all of this stuff is going on, the Iranian people don't even like this. It's kind of like the Russians and Putin, but they don't seem to be able to do anything about it. We don't seem to have any leadership that is expressing the same sentiments that you just expressed. We don't. Where are those people?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I 100% agree with you. Look, Doug, let me ask you this question. Do you really believe that President Biden is doing and giving orders? Do you really believe that?
No, not at all. I don't think he runs the show.
Of course not.
Not at all.
Of course not. It's a swamp in Washington. It's the Obamas and the Clintons and you know, here in Israel, they quote Biden, and I laugh because Biden just says things. He just says things that suddenly pops up in his mind if he's not reading the script. I mean, God bless him. He's an older gentleman. He definitely cannot run for another term. I mean, come
but
on.
But he is.
But come on, Doug, please. This is a joke, okay?
It may be a joke. Yeah. It may be funny, but these guys are running against each other. I don't see, unless something happens in the last minute. You know, that's the thing. It's 8 months until the election here. Much can change. Much can happen. But right now, the news media, or much of it, is trying to get you focused on these two guys, when, in fact, there are other players that are, shall we say, in the wings. And so common sense needs to apply here, and it hasn't. It hasn't, you know. Yeah.
And the swamp is very concerned. The swamp is very concerned about Trump, because you know, they're trying to put Trump away, put him in jail. I don't know. They're amassing on him lawsuits after lawsuits. I mean, the man is unbelievable. He's almost like a miracle worker that he's surviving.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had a piece of the pie from a movie that got a lot of acknowledgement at the Oscars last night, and appropriately so. So Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments on the Good Day program. We'll talk about some of the winners, the nominees, how the show went itself. I think Chuck and I agree that it didn't stretch believability. It was kind of well done. So we'll talk about that right after this.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smogs and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
So, Chuck Curry, your review of what happened at the Oscars last night. You watched it. I think we all watched it.
I actually watched it on the big screen. We streamed it up on the big screen in the theater I'm involved in. Not a lot of people showed up because our area is not a cultural beacon. Having said that, I got to tell you, you're going to be surprised what I say. That might have been, even though they botched it in memoriam with a camera with this pan way too far out to see who passed. That was botched. Having said that, I actually thought that might have been the best directed produced Oscars maybe ever in terms of how quickly it was never bored me. Like they put a lot of time and thought into the presenters. Everything was injected with some good humor. The show moved. It had some really big highlights. The one we just played, I'm Just Ken with Ryan Gosling was one of them. That was a terrific, entertaining moment. I thought Jimmy Kimmel did a really good. He's the right guy for that room. He was the right guy for that room. I thought it had had a lot of big moments. I was very entertained, and I was extremely impressed how well produced and directed that the broadcast was. It really was.
What did you think about the note that Trump sent to Jimmy Kimmel that he read?
Yeah, I thought that was funny. I mean, the whole thing was fun. I thought, as we said off air, I thought John Cena coming out, you know, doing a homage basically to the streaker incident during way back in the day with David Niven was, I thought was really good. I got to tell you, only thing that I find funny about this, there was one award that went against the grain a little, against chalk, and that's when Lily Gladstone didn't win the Oscar for Killers of the Flower Moon, because you won every other award up until then. Emma Stone.
But that was all politically correct. It was all politically correct stuff.
They went against the grain there then. But here's the thing.
Good.
Emma Stone wins for Poor Things. When the mainstream audience goes to see this movie, because they're going to go, people are going to get more interested
now.
And even though it did like $40 million at the box office, which is fairly solid, so many people are going to watch this movie like myself and go, this movie's terrible. Like, I think that movie's terrible, Poor Things, personally. She's a good actress, and I like her as a person. I thought her excessive speech was really cool. But that movie, in my opinion, stinks. This is my opinion.
I
think mainstream America will hate that movie for the most part.
Yeah. Well, but there are a lot of those around that just are, you know,
it went over my head, I can tell you that. I didn't like
but
it.
But think about it this way. We've been inundated the last 4, 5, 6 years, since COVID especially, with a lot of crap that people didn't see, they didn't identify.
Yeah. And it's good. Well, Oppenheimer won Best Picture, director.
Yeah.
Yeah, Best Actor. Yes, and that's good for the industry. And that's what people want to see. They want to see movies they saw that has a story, that is a big
I want to see the stars interacting with each other. We were talking off the air about how cold when Cena walked past Rock, they shook hands, and that was kind of it. There was no warmth. And then the warmth of looking at Emma Stone when the dress was broken and she went to Jennifer. It was. There were nice moments there, I thought. But you're right about the, I don't know if you said this on the air or off the air, I was very frustrated with In Memoriam because I want to see.
Yeah, that was done badly. That was the only botch. And then
Al Pacino at the end was not good.
Yeah, when he announced who won Best Picture, he forgot or said the timing was wrong and they didn't recap who was nominated. So it sort of came as like, what? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
It almost felt like we had another Moonlight La La Land moment there for a sec.
But I do think it was well done pretty much across the board. And so it was nice watching it and getting...
Good telecast, though. Very good.
Yeah, it was. Hi, Chuck.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.